it's you. I haven't seen you in a while. What made you decide to drop on by? My daughter? Oh no. You just missed her by a day. She just finished loading up and took off to the university. Were you coming to say goodbye? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm surprised she didn't tell you. Probably just all the excitement from getting ready for the trip. She was supposed to head out this weekend, but she got access to her dorm early and decided to just pack up and take off. Oh, don't look so disappointed. I know you two talk a lot online anyway. Well, here, since you bothered to come all the way out here, why don't you come on in? I baked some cookies this morning, and I was just thinking about making lunch. Sounds good to you. Well, come on in then. Pardon the mess. Things are still a bit shaken up from her packing and hauling everything out. I was gonna take care of it later this week, after I calmed down from all the excitement. You know, it's so strange, living in a house all by my lonesome now. For years, it was just her and I. And now, well, now it's just little old me. What's that? Help me with the cleanup? Oh, I could hardly impose. But still, I'd appreciate it. Here, and take as many cookies as you like. They're chocolate chip. I made way too many anyway. I've got enough on the waistline as it is. I don't need to add any more. I know you're going to message her anyway, on that Discord thing that you two use. But I'll let her know you came by in any case. She'd appreciate knowing you tried to say goodbye. I know it's a heck of a trip across town for you, right? Huh? You also came by to get some of your things. That's right, that's right. You two would trade games and stuff, wouldn't you? I swear, you two were so close, I would have practically thought you were a couple. Here, I'll take you upstairs. There's a bunch of stuff that got left behind since she couldn't fit it in the dorm. I'm sure that whatever you're missing is in there, Finish eating here. Oh, you're fine. I'm gonna be vacuuming later anyway. Don't worry about crumbs. Come on, let's go. I know you know your way around the house well enough. But still, I can't bear to just make guests wander around. Here we are. It's still a bit disorganized in here, but you should be able to find what you're looking for. Oh, such a mess. Well, let me at least put some of these clothes away so it's easier for you to look around. All right. Oh, in cheerleader uniform. You know, I went to the same school as my daughter. I was even on the cheerleader team at one point, too. I also still have my outfit. The designs change a bit over time, but it still looks a lot like this one. Probably doesn't quite fit me the same, though. I've filled out quite a bit up here since then. You're sure I still look fine in it? Well, aren't you the charmer? But shouldn't you be busy looking for your video games? Whatever you're after. Oh, and there's some more clothes behind the door. Let me get these, too. She left behind a lot more than I thought she would. Probably thinks she can just waltz back in here and pick them up anytime she wants. The fashion has changed so much these days. Everything has so much less fabric. Oh, maybe I'm just old-fashioned. Half my closet seems like it's just sweaters and jeans these days. That's not so bad. Well, it's nice to know someone your age can still appreciate that sort of thing. Oh, there's a box over here in the closet. Come here. It's a bit of a tight fit, but I think you can squeeze in here with me. Don't be shy. Come look and see if this is what you wanted. There you go. Didn't find what you wanted. That's a shame. But there's still something real good in here for you. Me. Ada. I'm trying to wiggle out of my arms. I told you it's a tight fit, didn't I? Come on. I told you that you don't have to be shy. Honey, I've seen the way you stared at me. You may have been friends with my daughter, but you weren't ever, ever here for her, were you? You were here for me. I always felt your eyes on my back, and sometimes my front too, even when you thought you could hide it. And even when I didn't see it, I could smell it coming off you. I bet she smelled it too, but she doesn't have the life experiences yet to understand what it really is. Look at you. Even now, you can hardly resist it. Why, I bet the moment that these burst into your back, you start to lose yourself. You must really be into older gals, huh? So, I wonder, did you even come here to get your things back? Or did you come by just to give a look at me again? Appreciate that honesty. There you go. So, why don't you turn around and I'll reward you for being such a good boy and not lying to me. Flushed, tongue out, and drooling. Was it really that good for you? You're not the only one who's been waiting for an opportunity like this. Don't get me wrong, I'm sad to see her go off to university, but getting privacy is nice, even if the house is a little bit lonely. But right now. You are here to keep me company, aren't ya? It has been many long, lonely years with just my daughter and I. Sure, I've had plenty of other would-be suitors, but not one of them quite fit my taste. You, on the other hand, even now, that scent rolling off your body, it's enough to make even an old wolf like me feel young again. I can feel you loosening up a little bit. Are you getting comfier with me? You can just give in, you know. Let me take care of you. I'll show you the joys of being with older women. Give you an experience that you'll never forget. There you go. There you go. Such a good boy. Like putty in my hands. Why don't we get out the closet? Let's get a little more space for us. Now that I can get a good look at you in the light, you're already a mess just from my kissing. Why don't you go take a seat on the bed? Do you have a problem with it being her bed? She doesn't live here anymore. I paid for it. It's my house. My bed. Nothing weird about it. Think of it as a guest room. Or maybe you're secretly excited by the idea of being pushed down by your best friend's mother right on top of her bed. Now, as a lady of culture and class, I'm not going to dig into the meal before me like a wild beast. I want to savor this experience. And I want to be a good one for you, too. Let's see. What can I do to spice it up a little bit? I know. Cheerleader outfit. Not mine. Hers. Mine is about the same size as hers anyway. But it's a lot less exciting. The outfits nowadays are so much showier after all. What do you think? You prefer the sweater. My. A man truly after my own heart. Well, perhaps we'll save the cheerleader outfit for another time then. Can't say I mind. I know well enough how much of an appeal these big old sweater puppies have. Well then, what to do with you, now that I've finally got you all to myself? I can hardly even think of where to begin. Maybe we should start off slow. I think I'll just take a seat right here next to you. Will you trust me? Oh, how sweet. Well then, I'll do my best to take care of you. Why don't you lay your head down right here on my lap? Let me stroke and play with your hair. There you go. Good boy. Good boy. Now, would you rather be on your side? Or would you rather lay on your back and get a face full of these? On your back. Oh my. I think somebody wants to wash down my cookies with some more milk. Can't say you'll get a chance to do that, but I'm sure you'll enjoy the weight and warmth of them on your face nonetheless. There you go. I'd ask how you like them, but I can tell how excited you are from the way you're breathing. Now, you're supposed to be relaxing from this, not getting excited. Why don't you take a deep breath? Relax and control yourself. If you can do that, then I'll give you a nice reward at the end. All you have to do is be a good boy and rest on my lap. Think you can do that? Good. Good. Then you just close your eyes and let me take care of you. Care of you. stay here on my lap as long as you want. You're safe here. You're safe in Mama's lap. Alright? I'm gonna take care of you. Starting to doze off on me. How are you? I know it's relaxing, but we still have, oh, so much more to do, my dear. Let's see. What would be the next best step from here? Straight to the point, are you? Such a dirty boy. No, no, no. I don't think so. You see, I am going to train you. I need to teach you patience. You see, with an older partner, you need to take things one step at a time. Like I said, these experiences, they are to be savored, etched into your soul, so that you remember them for the rest of your life. Here, lift yourself from my lap. Good boy. I want you to give yourself to me. Put your trust in me. If you do, I promise I will give you experiences that you'll never forget. What do you say? Good. I'm glad you're on the same page as me. Now, lay down on the bed. I have got just the thing in mind for you. Why don't you go ahead and pull your pants down for me, sweetheart? Good boy. That's good. I'd got a glimpse of the bulge in your pants in the past, but I couldn't have imagined it'd be like this. Even from here, the scent is almost overpowering to take in. Now, I know you've had your eyes on my breast for a long time, but I think we should start from the top and work our way down, bit by bit. I like to think my lips are as much of a charm point as my tits are, and I put a lot of care into them, making sure they're soft, plump, and luscious. Maybe it's a little bit shameful for an old lady like me to admit, but you see, I have just a little bit of an oral fixation. I like the idea of wrapping my soft lips around your hard cock and painting it with my lipstick. I want you to see it smeared all over my face as you come in my mouth. What do you think? I was kind enough to feed you earlier. Would you like to feed me in return? Good boy. I've got to warn you though. My kind has a bit of a ravenous side. If you give this bitch a bone, I'll be slurping on it all night long. Ta-da! How cute. Your cock twitched. Then in that case, I won't make you wait any longer. Pre-cum dripping from the tip, too. I could spend the entire night right here just worshipping the tip with my mouth. And slurping off all of your pre-cum. Good boy. It smells so good. Such a raw scent. I haven't smelled the scent of a man like this in years. It's been so long. So lonely. Ah. It's been a long time since I practiced, but I wonder, how close can I get to the base? Why don't we find out? Didn't expect it to be this big. You like when I focus on the tip, don't you? It's extra sensitive, isn't it? Every time I slurp on the tip like this, your entire cock twitches from bottom to top. Feel your waist shaking. I love it when you pump slightly upwards in my mouth. You can hardly control yourself, can you? This cock every night. How could I be this lucky? Anymore. Are you ready? Because I'm gonna drain every last drop of cum from your balls. Alright. It's okay. You don't have to hold back. Give Mama as much cum as you want. All right? Yeah. Yes, here you go. Yes. Cool. Couldn't swallow it all, but I did get every last drop. Oh, what's this? You're still leaking. Well, why don't I clean that up? Want to go for a round two, but well, it looks like you might not have it in you right now, do you? Well, there's always more chances later. Thanks for not being a quick shot, dear. I really enjoyed myself. It has been so long since I've had a chance to enjoy myself like this. Look at you all wiped out. Isn't it embarrassing to run out of energy before someone my age? Oh, it's cute though. I like it. It makes me want to tease you even more. That was good though. That was real good. Thanks the meal. Consider us even for the cookies. Here. Such a good boy. What time is it now? Almost 8. Sheesh. Time really does fly when you're having fun, doesn't it? You gotta get home soon, don't you? You wanna stay? Darling, I would love to let you stay, but aren't you worried it'd be a little suspicious? You're heading off to your best friend's house just to pick up some stuff, and you end up staying the night instead. Yes, yes, you should trust my intuition. But you know what? Just because you're heading home now doesn't mean you won't have a chance to come back. In fact, you are welcome anytime. There's a key next to the front door under a plant pot. Feel free to drop by and surprise me, won't you? I still have, oh, so much more to teach you. Now, once you've caught your breath, why don't we head back downstairs? Good. Good. But before you go, I've got one little piece of advice for you, alright? Next time you drop by, make sure you bring a change of clothes. I'll be waiting for you.